COVID-19 pandemic has hit a number of child care centers in North Carolina. The outbreaks threaten a vulnerable workforce of women who are largely low-paid and often uninsured. As Lou Schlemmer reports, that's got many child care workers on edge.
Near the end of a long week at the daycare center where she works, Lakeisha Lyles got a call from home. Her three-year-old daughter was sick with a fever.
I was like, oh gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be home with her. We're all going to have to quarantine. My thought goes there every time a kid is sick, honestly, even at my center. That's my first thought is, Lord Jesus, do they have COVID-19?
Lyles rushed home and took her feverish toddler to the doctor's office.
But she ended up with an ear infection. Thank God that's all she had.
That moment was a relief. But Lyle says every day she's afraid for her students, whose noses she wipes and diapers she changes. She's afraid for her coworkers, her family, and herself. Fortunately, Medicaid paid for her daughter's appointment in medicine. But Lyle's is not covered by Medicaid and can't afford private health insurance, so she avoids going to the doctor for herself. Instead, she goes to a county health department to get inexpensive care for her diabetes and hypertension. She doesn't know what she'd do if she got COVID-19.
I have no clue. I have a little bit in savings, but I'm quite sure not enough to pay for medical bills if I have to be hospitalized.
In her nearly 20 years as a child care worker, Lyles has only had health insurance when she was pregnant and covered by Medicaid. Fawn Pattison at the advocacy group NC Child says that's common among child care workers.
We have interviewed ourselves quite a few child care teachers around the state who, you know, they earn $10.50 an hour on average. That's not a living wage. Of course, then we have this large percentage of uninsured folks.
About one in five child care workers in North Carolina do not have health coverage.
A lot of centers will say, like, oh, well, our staff just get it through their husband if they're married, you know, like, and that's not realistic in a workforce.
Cassandra Brooks has been in the child care business for 10 years. She runs daycare centers in Clayton and Garner. With tight profit margins, she didn't feel like she could offer health insurance to her employees. Then something horrible happened.
Unfortunately, I lost two staff members due to preventable conditions.
They were both mothers who died at ages 46 and 52, married and without health insurance. After that, Brooks dug deep to offer health plans to her 20-some employees.
A few people signed up, but out of my staff, only two people have been able to sign up and pay for it for all year, which is really sad.
We hear this from child care center owners all the time, like, I got a plan, no one could afford it, we got rid of it.
NC Child advocates for another solution, Medicaid expansion. Many uninsured child care workers fall into the Medicaid coverage gap, meaning they earn too much for Medicaid now, but would be eligible if North Carolina joined the 38 other states who have expanded Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act.
There's all this polling data on, like, early childhood, so important, you know, early childhood education, let's invest in it. But we're not investing in it, and we're definitely not investing in the workforce. They are overwhelmingly women of color living at the poverty line.
It's an old problem exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. So far, the state health department has recorded 9 COVID-19 outbreaks at child care centers across North Carolina, with 68 cases total. Lyle says there's an outbreak at the child care center next door to where she works.
It is really scary because I'm like, okay, that's really close to home.
She carries that fear home every day.
And I think that's a lot of the worry of a lot of workers in child care right now.
Lyle says she gets hopeful whenever Medicaid expansion comes up in the news. But with the last state budget deadlocked over the issue, she isn't optimistic. She just hopes everyone shows a little more appreciation for the women in her career. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.